Tractors are rolling across the Wilder farm in central Illinois, tending to fields lined with rows of corn and soybeans. This plot of land is 7,600 acres, or nearly 12 square miles. It's the biggest farm in the entire state, but it won't be a farm for much longer. The Nature Conservancy has purchased the land and hopes to make the area one of the biggest Midwest wetland restoration projects ever. The group hopes the Emequon Wildlife Refuge will make improvements to the land, ranging from creating a new stop for migrating birds to improving the quality of the Illinois River that is the source of drinking water for thousands of people. Joy Zedler is an ecology professor at the University of Wisconsin. She says the size of this project creates a unique opportunity to reintroduce extinct plants once native to the area.
If you have a wetland the size of this table and you want to restore an endangered species, very likely you won't be able to find the right conditions to support it. But if you have 7,600 acres, somewhere in that site may well be the combination of conditions that can support that species.
Zedler says bringing native plants back to the area can provide food and habitat for a variety of animals and insects that were once native to the region and improve the health of the region's ecosystem for miles in every direction. One major advantage Emequon has is the entire farm is surrounded by a levee. That means one hole in the levee could allow the area to be a contained floodplain for the river. Rip Sparks is a professor at the University of Illinois. He says allowing that to happen has the potential to bring a wide variety of plants and animals back to the river area. That's because it would create a seasonal floodplain.
The spring flood lasts long enough that the organisms have adapted to actually utilize it for spawning and feeding areas, and the birds have used it as feeding areas while they're making their migrations. So it seems very important that the river be connected to the floodplain.
But not everyone is excited about the plans to turn Emequon into a wetland. Tom Edwards is an activist who has studied the Illinois River region for decades. He is one of several environmentalists that say all of the excitement about the project is misfounded. Edwards says the waters of the nearby Illinois River are so polluted that if one drop becomes part of the Emequon site, all the talk of reintroducing native plant and animal species will become moot.
Nothing on the Illinois River has any vegetation in it. It's a toxic waste. The fish can barely survive. And let the river water in there, it's just going to make one more mud hole. It's not a way to cleanse the river, and we'd lose a valuable asset for the future.
Edward says Emequon can be a separate standalone lake that protects some wildlife and plants. But he says it will never be the grand experiment in wetland restoration that some claim it will be. Many scientists counter Edwards' argument by pointing out that wetlands can be excellent filters for pollutants and improve the quality of nearby bodies of water. And the Nature Conservancy says it's aware of the challenges of creating a wetland so close to a less than healthy river. And that, says the Conservancy's Michael Reuter, is what makes this site ideal. Because it's enclosed by levees, whatever is done here can be reversed. If opening the site to the river causes problems, the levee can simply be closed up again and something else can be tried.
Any action that we take will be reversible. So we're not taking down levees or lowering the heights of levees, because we want to be able to reverse this and adapt as we learn more information.
Werder says one option would be to install a gate in the levee so they could control the amount of water that comes into Emequon. Scientists could then closely monitor the effect of adding river water to the site. Reuter says the Nature Conservancy hasn't decided how it will approach restoring the site just yet, and the group has time to think about it. Part of the purchase agreement gives the former owners the right to continue to farm the land for up to 5 more years. But when it does become a restoration project, it will likely have the attention of activists and researchers all around the Midwest. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.